USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence is blaming the United Auto Workers strike on the failed policies of the Biden administration. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, the former vice president said auto workers' pay isn't keeping up with inflation under Biden's economic agenda. Pence added auto workers are anxious about how the Inflation Reduction Act is driving their industry toward electric vehicles. Former President Trump says it's very unlikely he'd pardon himself if he's elected in 2024.
Well, I think it's very unlikely. What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. You mean because I challenged an election, they want to put me in jail?
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, he claimed he did nothing wrong. The former president has been indicted four times this year, twice in federal court and twice in state courts. Trump also touched on pardon questions that arose at the end of his first term, saying he was given an option to pardon himself before leaving office. Two deaths in the U.S. are being blamed on former Hurricane Lee. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone with 65-mile-an-hour winds. Lee has also been whipping up strong winds and dangerous rip currents on the U.S. East Coast. Police in Maine on Saturday said winds from the cyclone knocked a tree down onto a car in Searsport, killing a 50-year-old man. Florida officials say a 15-year-old boy who drowned in Fernandina Beach on Wednesday was killed by rip currents whipped up by Hurricane Lee. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says House Republicans are in a battle that is hurting hardworking American taxpayers.
House Republicans are in the middle of a civil war.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the New York Democrats said the House Republicans are in the middle of a civil war that is also limiting the ability to solve issues on their behalf, with Jeffries saying House Democrats will cross that bridge if members of the GOP caucus look to remove McCarthy from his position. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A Southern California deputy has been killed in an ambush. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer died after being shot in the head while sitting in his patrol car. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said in a news conference, Luna says the deputy was ambushed outside the sheriff's Palmdale station at about 6 p.m. last night. The sheriff called the shooter a public threat, asked for the public's help in apprehending the suspect. Pope Francis preached a message of forgiveness Sunday. The Pope told the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square to think of someone who has hurt them and ask God for the strength to forgive them. Francis said, forgiveness can heal what he called the poisons of resentment and restore peace to our hearts. He said, forgiving is not a good deed that we can choose to do or not do, but a fundamental condition for those who are Christians. New Mexico's governor is reconsidering her ban on firearms.
The ban restricting the carry of firearms in and around Albuquerque has been narrowed by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and now applies only to public parks and playgrounds where children and families gather. Her announcement on Friday follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked part of the order. Gunfire and violent crime has continued in Albuquerque in the weeks since the original order was put in place, which has been challenged by at least a half dozen lawsuits. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have clinched the NL West. Los Angeles defeated the Mariners 6-2 in 11 innings in Seattle Saturday night. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.